The review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 0, Arsenal 0 in the League Cup semi-final first leg. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And Neil, I'll come to you first. What struck me when I saw the team was that we're no longer in a position to look at a League Cup fixture in its original context. And I would also put in with that the fact that it's the first time we're seeing Liverpool in the League Cup semi-final for around 5 or 6 years. But the need for rhythm and momentum has clearly overtaken the context of the fixture in this one, I'd say. And I guess then the question becomes, what would this team have been in what now feels like a lifetime ago, but a conventional season whereby the Christmas calendar was normal and he rolls into this one with a semi-fit and functional squad?
I think that when we talk about the rhythm on this, what I think is interesting is I think he's got certain decisions that are made across the course of a season and certain opportunities to do a few bits and pieces in terms of what we get to see, i.e. the games. And then there's the rhythm around what's happening off the pitch. And there's whether or not where there has been the opportunity for players to, in his mind, sort of stay in rhythm and understanding, separate to the games themselves. So what we get to see, in one sense, is sort of a little bit irrelevant, but it becomes relevant for this because I think he wants, therefore, to have got everyone this game in all together to an extent. And I think that, you know, that's a massive part of what drives this selection. He wants, you know, he wants that back five to be that back five with Alisson. I think in an ideal world, for instance, I think Gomez started the game against Shrewsbury and Gomez started the game against Arsenal in his ideal world, but he isn't now in an ideal world and he's trying to sort stuff out and reverse engineer bits and pieces as he's going. I think that you can sort of keep extrapolating that into little different sort of pockets of the squad, you know. But the flip side of that as well, though, is that I think he still wanted to be able to look at a couple of other footballers for the game, for a part of the game against Shrewsbury.